بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had spoken about the Islamic calendar and the practice that was prevalent from the time of Jahiliyyah, where the Arabs would postpone certain months of the calendar, bring forth certain months of the calendar. In doing so, trying to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the four sacred months, but in reality pushing themselves further into disbelief. And then prior to that, we had spoken about zakat and the hoarding of wealth and the punishment that awaits a person who does not pay his zakat on time or defaults on his zakat. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again makes mention, as we found in the beginning of Surah At-Tawbah, of the institute of jihad. And here once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages that the people of Iman, and the address was to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and by extension the rest of the Ummah, should strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be prepared to sacrifice their time, their wealth, their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these verses were revealed on the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk. This was an expedition that took place in the 9th year after Hijrah, so towards the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we read the details regarding the Battle of Tabuk, we find that more than any other campaign or expedition undertaken by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this particular one, the environment was perhaps the least conducive. It was a very difficult journey. It was peak summer, the heat of the Arabian Peninsula at that time, and it was a very long journey as well. And together with this, it was the time of the year or that season where the crops were ready to be harvested in Madina Munawwara. So it was time for them to reap the rewards of an entire year's work. And those who would join this expedition would of course lose out on harvesting their crops. So this was potential financial loss to them as well. So there were many factors that made the conditions the least conducive. And this caused a few of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to be reluctant. Likewise, we had the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, who also were wary or were reluctant to go forth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, with this being the background, these verses were revealed. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O those who have believed, ma lakum, what is the matter with you? Idha qila lakum unfiru fi sabilillah, itha qaltum ila al-ard, that when it is said to you, go forth in the path of Allah, then you cling to the ground, you cling to the land. In other words, you do not want to leave your homes, you do not want to leave your comforts, and you do not want to go forth in the path of Allah. And then Allah rebukes them, that أَرَضِيتُم بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Have you become pleased with the worldly life over the hereafter? You are giving preference to your comfort here over your comfort there. فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Allah now reminds us that the enjoyments and the things of the worldly life compared to the akhirah is very, very little. And here we find the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam giving us or drawing the comparison between this world and the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the worldly life and the enjoyments and the benefits and whatever else you may attain in the worldly life is akin to a person who is on a vessel, on a boat, and he takes his hand or he takes the tip of his finger and he dips it into the ocean and then he lifts his finger out. The droplets or the droplet of water that remains on his fingertip, this is the dunya, and the entire ocean is now the akhirah. So the benefits, the bounties, the enjoyment of the akhirah is far, far greater in comparison to this world. And then Allah says, إِلَّا تَنْفِرُوا. If you do not go forth, when the call is there, to now go in the path of Allah, to take part in this jihad, if you do not go forth, يُعَذِّبْكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Then He will send a painful punishment to you. وَيَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ. And not only that, He will replace you with another people. And here we find this has been mentioned in various places in the Quran, that if you do not abide by Allah's commands, and you are not prepared to do what Allah wants from you, then very easily He can replace you, He can take you away and bring another group of people who will obey Him. وَلَا تَدُرُّهُ شَيْئًا. And you will not harm Allah in any way. By not going forth in the path of Allah, you are not causing any harm to Allah, you are harming yourself. Wallahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. And Allah has complete power and control over everything. Then Allah turns the attention to assisting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if you are not willing to go in the path of Allah to please Allah, at least you should think about assisting Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. It will be helpful to him. So, illa tansuruhu. Allah says, if you do not want to help him, meaning Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, faqad nasarahu Allah. Then remember, Allah has already helped him. When this particular occasion is mentioned, of course Allah's assistance and help would always come to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But particularly, idh akhrajahu alladhina kafaru. When the disbelievers kicked him out, yani of Makkah Mukarrama, thaniya thnain idh huma fil ghar. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was one of two people, when they were in the cave, and this is referencing the hijrah journey from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinah Munawwara, in the cave of Thawr, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. إِذْ يَقُولُ لِصَاحِبِهِ لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When he said to his companion, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that do not worry, do not grieve, indeed Allah is with us. So this was one of the occasions where Allah sent his assistance to Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, despite him having just one person with him. Likewise, this battle of Tabuk and any subsequent battle, if you, O Sahaba, do not join and do not go side by side with him, even though he may not have any physical support, Allah will still send his assistance to him. What happened in the cave of Thawr? فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah sent his tranquility upon him. وَأَيَّدَهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا. And Allah aided him with armies that you did not see. In other words, the angels, they were there to protect him, to safeguard him. And we know the famous incident of the spider's web and how the entire army of kuffar that was sent to track Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam failed. And Allah protected him and delivered him safely to Madinah Munawwara. وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى. And Allah caused the endeavor of the disbelievers to sink into the ground. In other words, Allah caused them to fail. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَى. And the word of Allah remains lofty. Allah will allow His deen to prevail, whether you take part in it or not. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is most mighty, most wise. So here the advice, the lesson that ulama have given is that the deen of Allah will prevail. It will dominate. This is Allah's promise that as we get closer to Qiyamah, on one hand we will find the distortion of deen, we will find the weakness of the Muslims, but the deen of Allah itself eventually will prevail. It will be dominant. It is up to us whether we want to participate in this or not. So whether we want to jump aboard the caravan and be a part of the dominance of Islam, of the deen of Islam, the spread of Islam, this is left to us within our control, but the deen of Allah will dominate. And then finally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs them once again that regardless of your condition, whether you are equipped or not equipped, whether you are strong physically or you do not have physical strength, in whatever way, whatever means possible, you should still go forth. Infiru khifafan wa thiqalan. Allah says, go forth, whether you are lightly equipped or heavily equipped. You are not armed or you are armed. وَجَاهِدُوا بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And strive with your wealth and your lives in the path of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is best for you. And then Allah laments, if only you knew, if only you had knowledge that this is the best thing for you, then of course it means that you would have given up everything and gone forth. You would not have clung to your homes, to your businesses, to your harvest, to your crops. But if you knew the goodness and the benefit Allah has kept for you, then you would have gone forth in His path. You would have been prepared to sacrifice your life for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.